I'm recording this on my phone, so I don't know if it's going to be podcasted, but one thing I've been relearning how to do, because I kind of forgot how to do this because of adulting and life and stuff, is that I'm relearning how to be in the flow. I'm relearning how to have fun and chill out and not be really anxious about time or, like, because one thing about me in particular is that I get very anxious about time and where time is going. Where is my time going? Like, you know? So I'm relearning how to not be that way and to just be. Because if we can just be, then we won't even need to look at the time or anything like that, you know? So that's what I'm relearning how to do. And it's just lit. Like, it's so much fun because literally I can just do what I want to do and lose myself in the moment, and that's where I am. You'll find me sitting there in lotus position, baby. You know what I mean? Like, whether it's within a song or a dance or a prance or a chant or anything like that. And I just have so much fun with it. Like, even recording these podcasts and stuff, it's just so fun for me because I really do lose myself in the moment. You own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss a chance to blow. The opportunity comes with you know what I mean? And so, yeah, I really like it. It's really a change of pace for me because, yes, speed. I don't know if you can hear that car speeding in the background. I live in an area where everyone has, like, lit cars, and I just, like, I don't know. Cars are lit. I love cars. Like, a lot, actually. I don't ever talk about it, but I really do. They're just so fun, you know what I mean? But I'm not very, like, I'm not super knowledgeable about cars that I don't like. I'm only knowledgeable about the cars that I do like. But I'm not gonna get into that in this. But yeah, so I'm relearning how to live in the moment, have fun, relax. Because one thing about me is that I've been working very hard. I work very hard, and I am best. Well, I'm not gonna actually say that. I was gonna say I'm best when I'm. Well, I'm not gonna say that. Never mind. But I do really well when I can, like, focus really well, you know what I mean? So I enjoy working, but it's easy, let's say it that way. It's easy for me to work hard and lose myself in it, you know? It's easy for me to expend energy, and I don't even, like, realize maybe until after that I maybe shouldn't have expended so much. You know, it's like that kind of thing. But I just, you know, go for it. You know what I mean? In whatever I do, like, even when it comes to studying, I love to study. Oh my God, juice my brain with a good new bout of information, baby. You know what I mean? Because we are, it's something I look forward to if I'm interested. So the trick and the key is getting myself interested in what I'm studying, which is easy for me because I have been doing it my whole life. So, But yeah, if you're anything like me and you can't study unless it's super interesting to you, then get yourself juiced up about it. Like, get yourself excited about it and try to see if you are interested in any other topics that relate to it. You know what I mean? So an example would be that for my business classes, like in college, I would look at spiritual material and I would connect it, you know, especially with numerology and numbers and things like that, and energy also. And the way energy flows and things like that. And so that really helped me out in my business classes and stuff. Like, I was able to see the consumerism aspect of energy exchange and the bartering of goods and services. And I would connect it back to my classes. How, you know, like quantum physics and stuff. Like universal laws, essentially, are always present, right? So I would connect that back to business, you know, like Newton's laws and stuff. Because they're ever present, you know, within any business or trade. Like, an example is, okay, should I go deeper into this? Do you guys want to know about this? I'll just say really, really quickly, and then if you guys want to know more, you can hit me up or something. But for example, like, or you can just do this practice yourself. So one example I had is, like, okay, Newton's law is, you know, every action must have an equal and opposite reaction. So what does that mean when it comes to, let's say, like, spending money or running a business or anything like that, right? Well, it means that every action, so what are actions at their baseline? Actions are outputs of energy, right? or let's say inputs of energy, right? So because actions are inputs of energy, and every action has an equal and opposite reaction, you want to make sure the input will equal output, or you want to make sure the input of energy has the desired effect that you would like to produce from it, right? So you want to make sure you're inputting the right stuff into whatever it is. Usually it's going to be a machine function of some sort, whether this is like investing into assets into your business, or investing within, you know, anything else, or whether the input is like a mathematical function, or the input has to do with like economical input, right? So it's always going to mirror the output. So Newton's law states that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Well, make sure that your actions, your inputs, are what you want to see. So in human beings, like energetically and physiologically, our actions at our baseline, our grassroots actions, our baseline actions are energy. They are thoughts, right? Thoughts are actions. So like, you don't have to lift a finger, but the way that you are vibrating is already an action. You see, the level of consciousness at which you're at is already an action that will create a ripple effect, right, in your life and environments. So in the same way, you know, any thought, if you want to take it a step further, any thought that you think, or a step more outward physiologically, any thought that you think will create a resonant vibration and will attract an output, because it's a type of input, you see. So yeah, so you can apply Newton's laws to karma. It is karma, is what it is. And you can apply it to business. And so that is how I aced a lot of my business classes, and I started really enjoying it my senior year. Well, end of junior year, beginning of senior year, I like actually really started to enjoy business. But it was kind of hard for me until the end of my junior year, you know. So yeah, I loved going back there and like remembering that. I still kind of do this, but yeah, I don't know. It's really like interesting to see how you can decide the outputs depending on the inputs and whatnot. Anyway, wrapping that up, because I want to go back to what I was initially talking about, which is being in the moment. See, when I explain a concept like that, I go somewhere. I travel, right, to explain it to you guys. So my all of my focus and consciousness is there. And it's not just me who does this. Everybody does this, which is why I find the human psyche so fascinating and so powerful, bro. Like, we are powerhouses, you know what I mean? We have the ability to produce massive amounts of information, produce it from higher realms, like produce it. That's what channeling is, you know. You can produce what God is saying, you know. You can be used and stuff, but I don't know, I wouldn't go there. It, like, if I were you, really, because being used for God means being used in various ways. Like, you know, you may not really want to ask for that, you know. It's an individual path. It's a daunting path. It's not an easy path, you know, to be used by God, but it is a rewarding one nonetheless. The thing is, very briefly, if you're going to start to be used by God, you can't go back. So be careful. I don't know, I just feel like saying that, for what you wish for. But honestly, being used by God is one of the best wishes you could ever make, and it's one of the best experiences you can ever have. And it is actually like the highest plane of existence. Like, it is actually really lit, and you just experience massive joy, like on levels, and then you input that into your life. But the journey is really jarring and scarring and scary, like a lot, because a lot of negative stuff gets thrown your way for you to like know how to move past it, and for you to you know, evolve, know how to maneuver past it or defeat it in a way. So really, you know, life is like your own video game if you think about it, and we're all on spiritual quests, spiritual journeys, but it is the person that is awakened to that fact that really has fun, you know what I mean? Because then you can a lot of people won't understand what I'm saying, but then, you know, once you awaken to, you know, the fact that you're on a spiritual journey, like, you kind of assimilate. You, like, dissect and assimilate your circumstances and see how they've all served you in the past. God is always guiding and leading you should you choose to surrender to Him, and then you just do what He tells you to do. You know, that's it. And it's very fulfilling and cool. But ultimately, not everybody does that. So the people that do that should come forward and then speak up about it and talk about it and describe it and lead people to the chosen land, the promised land, you know what I mean? That's what said people should do. That's what we should do, you know, that's what they should do. So, yeah, so it's very important to be who you are at all times. And if you know something, lead the way, show the way, you know, each one teach one. The more you know, the more you should show, you know, like, it's very important, because then you construct a community, a real community, okay, not a fake community, okay, but, like, a real community, okay. Can I just have emphasis behind that word? Because you create a real community of people who are, really on the same frequency. And you want to know what? We all vibrate towards certain communities at different times in our lives, and we all share various frequencies together at certain times, and that's a good thing, you know. And it's also okay to move out of different communities and move into new ones, you know, and that's perfectly fine, and we should embrace that, because it means that, you know, our outer reality is beginning to reflect who we have come to be, you know what I mean? So this is really vastly important. You will see how your life is shaped by what you experience around you, and vice versa, how you are shaped by your experiences and how your experiences are shaped by you. You affect your outer reality, you see. Is there anything else I wanted to talk about on this podcast? I'm not entirely sure. I'm just really happy to be spending this time with you, sharing this moment with you. It's fun, and it's enlightening for me as well. You understand that when I say these things, like, I'm also learning, you know? Like, anything I do, I'm also learning, you know? Like, show the way, yes, but the teacher is the student always, you know, for life, without it is to be a student. That's what being a teacher means, you know. You're just a student that is, like, loud about it, like, you know what I mean? That's what it means to be a teacher. So yeah, so I am excited about what's to come. I am creating with every moment, and I am keen on remembering that, you know what I mean? And so should you be. I love you very much. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this segment, and I will talk to you in the next podcast. Peace.